Well, I'm with Conor O'Shea, and Conor, congratulations. 13 wins out of 13 this season now in all competitions. And as you rightfully said a few days ago, this was going to be one hell of a battle, and it clearly was.
Yeah, it was incredibly physical. It's when you're glad to be up in the stands and I'm thinking that you could still play out there and realising, no way. It was incredibly physical. We knew when they saw their side, and Tony Diprose alluded to it to the players yesterday, that it was going to be incredibly physical because the size of the pack they picked. Tim Swinson in the back row was a statement of intent from them. Ali Hogg, it was a massive back row, and then of course the big second row. So Fitzpatrick in the middle was, a tough man, and in their back line. So it was going to be tough, and it was. And our guys are pretty battered in there, but I thought we kept on coming, we kept on trying to play our game, and we kept on defending as well. So apart from one lapse in the first half, you can see the willingness to keep the line intact, and that's pleasurable. Great to get the win. We'll see where we are after the A game tomorrow night in Exeter. So it'll be a long trip down there tomorrow night, and we'll see where we are for Wasps.
You go back to March here, obviously, when Quinns had, I think, 88% possession in about 90% territory or something. Yeah, exactly, and lost out in the semi-finals of the LV. And as you touched on in the written press conference, that was a huge low point. I was here for that. And you just look at what's, I wouldn't say turned around, but how this team has evolved and moved on since then. You must be very pleased.
Yeah, and teams need hurt as well to live off. And you learn from those. You learn from good times, you learn from bad times, and possibly half the time you learn from those nights more than anything. But in a lot of ways, even though we lost that night, and it's a long way and a lot of people won't remember it, we refound ourselves as a team that night. Yeah, we didn't finish it, but we had gone through a tough patch, and Carl Dixon gave a performance injured that night that was quite exceptional before he went in for a shoulder surgery. So I remember that well. I remember the hurt. The guys talked about it during the week, and we knew today was going to be tough, but we've come out with a bonus point win. There are not many of them been scored this year in the Premiership, and we did it with ease in the end, but it was tough, and the guys are definitely feeling it in there. But they do after every week. You can hardly train now Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of a week after a match, because of the intensity of what is out there, but we've done well.
Just on that note, if we can, Conor, a couple of injuries. We saw Nick Easter pick up a little bit of a knock defending on the line at one stage, and obviously Jordan Turner Hall took a bit of a knock and came off looking a bit groggy in the second half.
Yeah, I think I'd be more concerned about Jordan than I would Nick. Chris Robshaw didn't play today. He had a slight aggravated calf. That just wasn't worth the risk, especially when you're someone like Luke. Luke playing the way he is. So there was no point taking that risk with him. And then Skins comes on and does his dynamo impression, like he's been just champion at the bit to get out and prove a point, and he did. So yeah, it's just the nature of it, and you're going to have to roll with the squad you have and give guys the opportunity, and the guys step up like Luke did today. So hopefully, I think Nick Easter's fine. Totally was outstanding first half, absolutely outstanding. In terms of